اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsiri messages from the verses or ayat of the Quran Kareem. I really welcome you all, and I'm really happy that I have brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me today in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Fine?
Wa alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alaikum well? Salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, I'm good. And Fawad Haider?
Fine sir.
Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, we hope you're fine inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, today we will talk about ayah 115 of Surah An-Nisa on page
97.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, as you're being with IRIB English Radio, open your Quran, turn to page 97, ayah 115 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's everybody once listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
ما شاء الله, that was a nice recitation. This ayah talks about an important point, okay? Listen up. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ. I read it without tajweed. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ
Masira.
This is an important message to everybody, okay? It doesn't say to the mu'min, it doesn't say to the kafir, it says to any mu'min. وَمَنْ يُشَقْ, basically it's talking to the mu'min, okay? Because they are the followers of the Prophet. And so, what does Allah Almighty say? Let me read the translation, listen. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ. But whoever defies what? The apostle, okay? After the guidance has become manifest to him. After he has understood that Islam is the true religion, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger, and he is the messenger for the whole world, rahmatan lil alamin, okay? So what Allah may says, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَا. If somebody defies after he has believed in Islam, after he understood, after he received the guidance, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and follows a way other than that of the faithful, the way of the faithless people, okay? نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We shall abandon him to his devices, وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ and we shall make him enter hellfire. Got it? وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا and it is an evil destination. The hellfire, isn't it?
Yes.
So this ayah talks about what? Talks about this, that when you received the guidance, okay, basically, logically, this is like a very, very silly mistake if somebody, I don't know if I call it a mistake, it's okay, because it's more than a mistake. Look, you find the way, okay? Look, you know this is the way. So this ayah says, whoever defies. Look, you. Let me give you an example. You have two options, okay? So, I mean, like you have received the guidance, you've believed in Islam, you've accepted Islam, okay? Now, if God forbid, you go back to the time when you were not a Muslim, okay? Like back to the darkness. Is it okay if you like leave the guidance and go back to what? To darkness, back to this kind of evil things?
No.
Okay? So Allah Almighty says, if somebody does so, he really, really, it means he deserves that. Because he has lost his mind. He deserves to go to the hellfire then. Islam is the guidance. So if you are here, like with the religion of Islam, it's really, really not expected from you who has received the guidance, okay, to get back to what? Darkness, to get back to the evil things. So Allah Almighty tells us, okay, that وَمَا يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. Hey, you have believed, you have received the guidance. Allah Almighty also gives us this hope, okay, makes us hopeful, like tells us, okay, good things, that you are on the right path, okay? So then Allah Almighty warns us as well. Helps us stay firm and also warns us. There are halal rules, haram rules, okay? Some of them you practice in your life. Some of them you say, oh, this is, forget it. I don't want this one. Even if it's halal or haram, I don't care, okay? But the other ones you do. So it could be any examples, okay? Any of them, okay? It's not this way you choose, okay? This one I want, this one I don't want. No, the whole rules, okay? You have to practice in your life. That's it, okay? Halalu Muhammadin halalun ila yawm al-qiyamah. You cannot change it to haram things. Haram Muhammadin haramun ila yawm al-qiyamah. You cannot change the haram things to halal things, okay? By your own wish. So refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, for more explanation, the complete explanation, okay? I hope I've given some points here, but I really recommend you refer to the tafsir books. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Now, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir are asking me, sir, let's go to the Tajweed rules, the important parts, let's mention to our friends and practice the recitation, okay? Because you're eager to recite the same as the reciter early in the beginning of our class, yeah? Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
So, let's go on. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ. In the previous sessions, we learned the rule idgham, which was one of the very important rules of tanween and nun sakin, right?
Yes.
So, Ali Nasir, idgham was this way. If I was wrong, fix the mistakes, okay? Let's see. Idgham was this, I think, yeah? That whenever you have tanween or nun sakin, right after the tanween and nun sakin, you have one of these six letters. Ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, nun. Here, you merge the sound of Noon or Tanwin into these letters.
Correct.
Yeah. For four of these letters, yeah, wow, Mim Noon, you extend the sound also, you produce a nasal sound also. But for the letter Ra and Lam, you just merge them. No extension, no nasal sound, right? So how you merge them? Wa man yushaqiq. Wa
may
yushaqiq. You extend the sound, you produce a nasal sound.
Wa
may yushaqiq ar-rasul. Yushaqiqi. Both are light letters, but rasul is a heavy letter, the letter ra. Wa may yushaqiq ar-rasul. Min ba'di. Here also we have nun sakin. But after nun sakin, you have the letter ba. Whenever you have the letter ba, change the nun sound, n sound to a m sound, mim sound. And hide the mim sound also, okay? Look at the ba, the mim, the tiny mim on the top of nun. That tells you about the rule. Change the sound of nun. Hey, change me. It says, okay, the nun says, change me to a mim sound and hide it. Nasal sound also, extension. Min ba'di. The way you do is that you do not let your lips touch. They are trying to touch to pronounce the mim. Mim, but don't let them touch. Min ba'di. There should be a light, a kind of a very small space, okay? من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل غير both are heavy letters سبيل المؤمنين نوله ديا فلان يا an extension an extended sound ما تولى ونصله جهنم نون مشدد وساءت The mad is wajib, extended for 6 counts. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا Tanween fatha changes to alif mad. Yes?
Yes.
The sila tells you that it's better to...
Continue,
but you can stop. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, we mentioned the important tajweed rules that you should follow, okay? You should remember. Now, we will recite it. Practice with us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين
ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين
ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم
ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم
وساءت مصيرا
وساءت مصيرا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here with you the same time tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Fawad, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن